All right, everyone, welcome back to the Camino Cafe podcast. I'm sitting here with Nancy Reynolds, and we just finished her big interview, which you can hear on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get podcasts. But now we're going to do the fun part, which is the 20 Camino questions. So thank you, Nancy, for hanging in there and being willing to play. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. This is easy. I make it sound like it's a big deal, but it's easy.
Well, right. I haven't listened to anybody else's 20 questions, so I don't know how this goes. So I'm
Better.
Yeah, I know. It's totally fresh. New. Totally new.
Okay. Do you have a favorite shoe brand or a backpack brand?
Shoe brand Oboes.
Oboes. I haven't worn those. And why? Mm-hmm. What's so
it's
great
what
about
Patty
them?
Patty wears. Patty, our friend Patty wears them. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. They give me the right amount of support.
Okay. Maybe I better get a pair. Patty keeps talking about them. And how much do your bags typically weigh when you're walking on the Camino?
Well, are you asking about the bag I carry or the bag I ship with the luggage transport?
Well, that was going to be a question coming up. What kind of pilgrim are you? Are you the kind of gal that insists, no, I will carry every pound? Or are you a little bit more like me that you're willing to kind of ship it ahead?
For the first 7 years I was on the Camino, I always carried my bag. Yeah. And there were some wonderful lessons to be had by living simply out of a backpack. And yes. When I started leading groups in 2013, I started using the luggage transport service because I needed my energy to be available for my pilgrims.
Oof, good point, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you're a Camino guide, so this is going to be easy for you. 3 packing tips that you think would help first-time walkers.
Okay. First of all, that 10% of your body weight, add the word ideal body weight. Okay.
So ideal
body weight.
Why do you say that?
Well, I have a 20-pound mood swing on this body. And so I go with what I should weigh at 5'5", 10% of that. I posted that on Facebook recently and someone said, yeah, if I did 10% of my body weight, I'd be carrying a 2-year-old.
Yeah. That is, say that quote again of your ideal mood.
10%. I have a 20-pound mood swing on my body.
I love it. Okay. Yeah. So that was tip two. Was that tip one or tip two?
That was tip one. Okay. What was the question?
3 tips.
3 packing tips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The S hook.
Oh, yes.
You gotta have the S hook. So, the S hook. I discovered the S hook in 2006 after my first walk. I was shopping at this 10,000 villages. It was like a fair trade shop and they had these bamboo S hooks. I'm like, I bet I could use that on the Camino. And I did. I bought 2 of them and I took them and lost them on the Camino. Lightweight, bamboo, simple. And then I discovered the S hook. Albergue bathrooms are known for having not enough hooks.
Yeah.
So if you have an S hook and it's big enough, you put it over the edge of the shower door or over the curtain rod. And now you have a hook that you didn't have before. And if there is a hook, it doubles the capacity of the hook. So you hang the S hook on the hook and then you have the hook and the S hook.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Doubles last the capacity.
Last tip.
Okay. This is one I stole. I'm going to steal from Patty.
Okay.
Have you interviewed Patty for this?
No.
Patty. Okay. So, you know, in the grocery store where you buy onions or other produce in those mesh bags.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. So you get one of those mesh bags, get rid of the, whatever produce was in it, and you put your shower stuff in it.
Okay.
And then you take your S hook and you hook it into one of the holes. And you hook that into the bathroom, into the shower with you. And then when you're done, you take the whole bag because it's mesh. So all the water's dripping out. It's not staying in a bag like a plastic bag. So then you take that bag and you dry it off and stick it into your Ziploc bag for your toiletries.
Oh, that's
and
brilliant.
So you don't. So Spanish showers are notoriously small. Some of them are very small. So you can't actually reach. If you set your toiletries on the floor, you can't reach them.
Yeah.
Or if you drop one, you're in trouble. And there's not often places to set them in the shower. So if you have your little bag with your S hook and you just hang it in the shower.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Then you don't have to,
I know that's what Patty did with it. I knew she took mesh bags. And so we're talking about Patty Pie, our good friend.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Patty Pie in the Camino community. If you haven't met her yet, please meet her. She's wonderful. All right. What's the route you most recently walked?
The Camino Frances from Sarria to Santiago.
And what's your favorite?
It's so beautiful.
Okay. Why do you love it?
The natural beauty. I took 8 days to walk from Sarria to Santiago. Why? Because I could. And I hadn't walked it since 2014. I hadn't walked that stretch because I've been at the other end of the trail. And it was an 8 day walk through farmland and forest, and it was extraordinarily beautiful.
Agree. What would you say is your favorite landmark along the Camino Frances? It could be a church, a statue. I don't know.
The Palacio de Gaudi in Astorga. That building, I find it to be just exquisite. And I've been inside a few times. It's exquisite inside, but I often will go to the bar at the Hotel Gaudi across the way and just sit with a drink and look at it.
Yeah. It's kind of got this castle appeal, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
All right. So we already talked about sending your bag ahead, but here's a new question for you. As a pilgrim, if you're just walking on your own, not taking a group, are you more of a bunk bed kind of gal, private room, or have we reached that stage where we just want to stay at a parador?
I am a private room girl, room, private bath girl. Again, for the first 7 years I was on the Camino, I was in the albergues.
Yeah.
And I don't sleep. I just don't sleep in the shared dorms. And so I made certain I had a budget, a bigger budget, so I could stay in private rooms. I don't care for the paradors because I don't think they're good value.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the private rooms too.
Yeah.
All right. So you drink coffee, yes?
Yeah, sure.
So what's your favorite when you're walking the Camino?
The Cafe Bonbon. Do you know this one?
No, I don't. You're the first person to ever say Cafe Bonbon. What? It's this not is something I can be getting here? What is it?
Yeah, it's not an everyday drink. It's more of a dessert drink. So the Cafe Bonbon is a small cup, not a white one, a clear glass usually, so you can see the beauty. They put a little bit of sweetened condensed milk in the bottom, a double shot of espresso, and then steamed milk and foam on the top, and then sprinkle it with chocolate flaky, chocolate powder. The best place to get it is in Logroño, and there's a cafe called Cafe Bonbon, B-O-M-B-O-N. Bonbon. And it's like this little piece of heaven. I'll send you a photo, Lee. It's just... Yeah.
No worries. I'll be ordering one today.
I know, right? And then you stir it up so you don't add sugar, because the sweetened condensed milk is the sweetener. And it's just, it's just really very lovely.
I'll be reporting back to you after I have that today.
Good.
What are your favorite two foods while you're walking a Camino?
Favorite two foods. I do like the tortilla española as a daily staple. And my favorite place to get that is in Pamplona. There's a place called Maison de la Tortilla, and they put out 7 different tortillas a day, and at least 2 of them will be vegetarian.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'll have to hit that.
They're just wonderful. So that's favorite. And then I love to eat in Santiago, and this isn't an along the Camino. Oh, I did eat a lot of ice cream bars in the spring, but we won't count that. But because
is that the
I
Magnum bars, like the ice cream.
I love those double caramel.
Yes.
But at the end of October, they're not restocking the freezers anymore. So you get the dregs of the ice cream collection. Plus it's cold and whatever. But in Santiago, at that cafe that we met at yesterday, Cafe Iris Nunez, they make the most exquisite cheesecake. And I mean, I'm not kidding. It's the lightest, fluffiest, not too sweet. And the piece is bigger than my head. I mean, it's massive.
It was a huge piece. But can we talk about that carrot cake they brought out after?
That was pretty good as well.
Iris Nunez, everyone.
I think they have 3 different, they have a chocolate cheesecake, a plain cheesecake, and a berries on top cheesecake.
May have to go back there today. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I got smart yesterday. I went there after dinner and got one to go because I have a refrigerator in my place. And so I had it for breakfast.
Well, I think we know now clearly what Nancy likes to do in Santiago, which is get coffees and desserts. But what is another favorite thing you like to do in Santiago after arriving?
Oh, in Santiago, sit in the square in front of the cathedral and just celebrate and enjoy the pilgrims arriving. Mm. I mean, I could just sit and bawl just sitting there.
Really?
As it's so moving to me to see people arrive in front of the cathedral, because for some people, they already think or know it's going to be significant. Mm-hmm. But for other people, it blindsides them, you know, yes. And they're like, I'm ready to cry right now just thinking about it. Just mm-hmm. thinking about the, when you finish your journey and you are at a point and you didn't know it was going to be so significant. One time Patty and I were here.
Yeah.
And we spent probably an hour in the plaza in front of the cathedral, taking people's photos for them. People yes. who weren't there with groups, just like, can I get it for you? And we had so much fun, so much so that she actually considered doing a project where yep. she would be in front of the cathedral taking pictures for people.
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm always telling her, I think it would be a great project because people really do appreciate it, especially if they're coming in alone. And I think kind of just mm-hmm. getting a little bit of a hug and a little bit of validation of, hey, you did it.
Great. On my first walk in 2005, honestly, I was expecting a parade in my honor, but there wasn't one.
Yeah, right.
Oh, well.
All right. What's your favorite town or village along the Camino Frances?
I'm going to have to say Pamplona.
I was guessing that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say I love Pamplona. And I think we come to love places we get to know. And I've spent a lot of time in Pamplona.
Yeah. I figured it was going to be Pamplona or Logroño.
You know, Logroño, I love the tapas in Logroño, but not so much the rest of it.
Yeah.
Not the way I love Pamplona.
Get it. Yeah. All right. So Nancy, are you kind of the pilgrim that is a early riser, you skip breakfast and get on the road? Or are you a little more kind of get up when you want and you always have a second breakfast kind of pilgrim?
Well, that's the beauty of sleeping in private rooms is you get to do whatever you want. And I often don't want to leave my private room. I want to get my money's worth out of the darn thing. But there's more to it than that. And that is that I like to be the last person out of the town in the morning. I like to be the last pilgrim. Some people want to be first out, everybody behind them.
Why do you want to be last?
I don't like people behind me. It kind of shakes me up a little bit when I hear people come in behind me, like, because some people walk like they're marching and they're pounding their trekking poles into the ground like they're mad at it. Rah, 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 you know?
Yes.
And so I love the peace of having nobody on my back. And so oftentimes I'll take my time getting up, I do luggage transport. So that has to be ready by 8.
Right.
But right now it's not even light until 8:45. Mm-hmm. So I get that all ready. And then I go back into my room and relax. On the days when it gets lighter earlier, I'll go to the bar first and sit and write in my journal and relax, have a coffee, have a breakfast. Yeah. Take my time. I love being last out.
That's a great tip because I don't really like to have people behind me either. So what I mm-hmm. have to do is walk really fast first thing in the morning so I can kind of get mm-hmm. by myself. So nice tip. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, poles, no poles or traditional staff?
Poles, always poles. My knees need poles.
Me and you both.
All right. And I just wish I could teach everybody how to use their poles so that they get the benefits of using the poles rather than carrying them across Spain. But I don't like to be a know-it-all on the trail. So I keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, I agree. And because I know the benefit of them, right? If you're using them correctly. And I'll just say for everyone out there, the way I learned to use mine is I just got on YouTube. I searched how do you use hiking poles? And then I practiced before I came and walked.
Yeah.
And it makes a huge difference to know how to hold them correctly and how to walk with them. So please, please use your straps.
I'm going to do a whole episode on that next season. I'm going to do a whole episode on trekking poles.
Let me know when you do. I want to share it because that is a little bit of a pet peeve for me to see people just dragging the poles and not knowing how to use them. Right.
Or to having them so high, have them so long that they have to lift them every step.
Oh, tiring.
You know, yes. Think of all the energy you're exerting just by lifting your poles.
Exactly, which is not the idea at all. Mm-hmm. Do you have any kind of informational thing? I don't know what you might come up with, but anything that you think people should listen to or read before they walk their first Camino?
Yes, my podcast, You on the Camino de Santiago.
I thought you might say that. That's an easy one for you. All right. What's your favorite season to walk? Winter, spring, summer, or fall?
Spring. I love spring when it's all green.
Yeah.
And green and wildflowers everywhere, especially the meseta from Burgos to León in the spring is breathtaking.
Good to. All right. So think back. If you could go back and tell yourself something before you took that very, very first step on your first Camino, what would you tell yourself?
Pack a lunch. Pack a lunch. My first Camino was from Pamplona.
Yeah.
And I knew nothing. You know, there weren't guidebooks available. Right. And this is actually, if I can tell one of my favorite stories. I didn't know anything. And I went to the albergue in Pamplona, which is no longer an albergue. It's a fancy hotel. And now there are 5 albergues. And I asked the hospitalero, the host, so I'm going to Santiago. Where do I go? What do I do? And he took me outside and he pointed to a sign that had an arrow. And he said, you see that? I said, yeah. He goes, go that way. That's all I had. That's it. That was my guidebook. Go that way. But I went and I found a pastelería, a pastry store, because, you know, sweet tooth dessert Nancy. And so I had a couple of pastries. I packed one with me and then I just started walking. I had no idea how far the next town was or where I was going. So I ended up walking 11 miles on pastries. And so I had no idea where to find food. And so that's the thing I would have done. I would want to know is where do I find food and what do I need to carry with me? And that information is now available in apps, where to find food and how far until you get to the next food place. But in 2005, we didn't have that.
11 miles on posteries. That's pastries, tough.
Yeah. It was tough. Yeah.
All right. 3 words that would define how being a pilgrim has impacted your life.
Self-like, can that be one word?
Sure.
Self-like, competence. It's given me it's hard to get it to just words, to a word.
Explain them, yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's something so satisfying at being good at something. Mm. And when anyone who started a new job for the first time knows how awful it feels to be incompetent. I remember when I took the job as a barista, a second job to save money for the Camino, I was a crappy barista and it was hard.
Yeah.
But on the Camino, you build a competence and a capability, and then that can go anywhere. So that's what was my first one?
Self-like
competence. I would say joy. Definitely joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see that when you talk about the Camino for sure. I love the competence. No one has ever said that before. And that's a powerful word. Mm-hmm. And folks, if you want to hear more about her self-like, because she has a beautiful story about that, listen to the full audio podcast or the full behind the scenes video footage of the podcast we just did, where she talks about self-like. It's a powerful story. All right. Last question. The bonus question. I mean, you're still in Spain right now, but what's the next route you think you're going to walk? And when can I expect you back in Santiago?
I'll be back in a week.
Okay, good. Hardly anyone ever says that. They want to be.
I'm going to pick up a rental car in about an hour and tootle around for a week. And then I have two nights booked in Santiago next weekend. So I'll be back in Santiago for a couple more days to eat more cheesecake.
Let's go for cheesecake and bonbon all the other foods.
Yeah. But my next route, to answer that part of the question, will be when I lead groups in the spring from Saint-Jean de Pamplona. Yeah. I'm planning to lead two groups in the spring next year and two groups in the fall.
Beautiful. All right, everyone, we'll have links to all of Nancy's, her podcast, as well as her webpage where you can find out about her tours and whatnot. And thank you for playing 20 Camino questions, Nancy. That was fun. All right,
that
everyone. Buen Camino.
Las cosas que necesito en la vida ya están aquí. Las cosas que necesito en la vida ya están aquí. I am free, free as a bird now, with my feathered wings. I am free, free as a bird now, with my feathered wings.